affirmation. Father, we just thank you for this day. Father, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing and everything that you are about to do. Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we declare new beginnings for your people today. Father, we declare that no weapon that is formed against us, Father, we know that it will not prosper. Father, we declare that our footsteps have already been ordered by you, because Father, you are our Lord of Lords and you are the King of Kings. Father, we decree and declare that we are the blessed of the Lord. We declare, Father God, in your matchless name, that there will be new strength that you are outpouring and giving unto your people, Father. Father, we declare supernatural doors are opening up for us, Father. Father, we declare that we are the healed and the anointed of the Lord. Father, we declare that that which is impossible has already been made possible for us. Father, we declare that our finances are coming forth in the name of Jesus. We declare new health, new life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, even for the breakthrough and the shift of families and relationships in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in this season that you're righting the wrong. Father, we declare, Lord, that all things are working together and they are going to work together. Father, we declare greatness in the lives of people. Father, we declare also as we stand in this space, Father, we declare that this space that we stand in, that it will be a space and a place of unity. We declare, Father, this space, it shall be a place and a space of new strength and a place and a space of power. We thank you for the miracles, and we thank you for the things that are opening up for your people in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Prophet, then let's just open up and begin to pray. And
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come with you with great thanksgiving tonight, Lord God. We come with you in thanksgiving in all things, Lord God, even in sickness, even in misunderstanding, Lord God, even in fear. Lord, have your way in this place tonight. We raise up your name. We lift up our voices, Lord God, and we thank you for another day. We thank you for another time to pray. Lord God, we come into your presence. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Have your way in our homes, in our marriages, Lord God, at our workplace, Lord God, in our minds. Keep us, protect us, in of God, be released in this place, in this hour, at this time, right now, Lord God, for we do not know what tomorrow lies, but we know that we serve a great God. And Lord, we pray and we put pressure on the covenant, we put pressure on every prophetic word that has come forth in our lives, that it will manifest in this time, Lord God, that it will manifest and it will bring your glory in this place, Lord. We thank you for continuing to honor us, continue to walk with us, continue to be with us, Lord God, even in times, Lord God, where we may not seek you, where we may not do the right things. Lord, I thank you for correction. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that continues to move through us and to guide us and order our steps. I pray for each voice tonight on this call, Lord God, and all those connected to these voices today. Lord God, may our prayers be heard. May they be answered in this time and in this season, Lord God. May the miracles be greater in this season. May the blessings be greater in this season, Lord God. May the breakthroughs be greater in this season, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that your will be done in our lives, in spite of that your will be done in our lives. We thank you and we come with you with great thanksgiving all tonight in your mighty precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we just thank you for this space, Lord, of clearance, Lord, this space of prayer, this space of unity, Father, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity before we lay our heads to rest, Father, to give thanks, Lord, and to give amen. Appreciation, Lord, for all of those who are here together, Lord. Lord, let our families know, Lord, both near and far, Lord, let our spiritual families know, Lord, that we are in appreciation of them, Father, Lord, that we move together as one, Lord, that we create a oneness on every single call, Father. And we thank you for the power and the vision, Lord, of the Master Prophet Ibnar Jordan and First Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord. We thank you for their walk, Lord, their dedication, Lord, their sacrifice, Father, Lord, their ingenuity, Father, Lord, their innovation, Father. We thank you for that, Father, Lord. Let it continue to be a shining example to us, Father, Lord, as we move to duplicate, Lord, to also build up the kingdom of God in the way that you have seen us fit, Lord. Lord, let us not rest and take for granted, Lord, the talent and the gifts that you have given us, Lord, the callings upon our lives, Father. Lord, we speak encouragement to each and every one of the lives on this phone, Lord, and those who are connected, Lord. We thank you for the vision that has been placed within, Lord, and in this season, let it not be any roadblocks. Let no roadblock, let no hurdle be too hard or be too daunting for us to move past, Lord, because as we continue to maximize on the gifts, Father, Lord, let your name be held upon all names, Lord, for you are worthy of all praise. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Eternal Father, we thank you this evening, Lord. I thank you, God, for my birthday. I thank you for the grace you've given me. I thank you for allowing me to see my birthday today, Lord. I thank you for allowing me to live and enjoy the riches of the earth, Lord. Father, the majestic one, I come to you this evening, Lord, humbly coming out to you, Lord, to praise you and thank you for life. And I thank you so much, my Father, for allowing me to just be in your presence. And I thank you for my family and my friends and everyone that's around me who've been supportive to me, Lord. And I thank you very much for allowing me to have grace and mercy to see this day as I've turned 48 years old today, this hour. I call my name forth, Lord, among the angels. I continue to give me life and strength, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to allow my life to live longer and strong. I ask you, Lord, to allow my life to be present, to be current, be involved in things and be creative, Lord. Father, I thank you for just allowing people around me to be impacted by gifts, Lord, and let our mind grow, Lord. Father, we thank you for just everything you've given us on the earth, the valuable water. Lord, we thank you for life-changing experiences, Lord. Lord, we thank you for just having the right people in our lives for this hour, Lord. Father, we thank you for allowing people that's going through hardest in their life, Lord, that you find the saving mercy for them, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you for allowing them to just see a glimpse of your grace, Lord, as they go through these hours right now, Lord, of just learning a new lifestyle, Lord. Father, we thank you so much that you're able to bring your presence in the darkest hour of their life, Lord. Father, we thank you so much for showing people mercy, allowing them to have the understanding of grace, Lord. Father, we thank you so much, and in your name we praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. For you said, Lord, in everything give you thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, my God. We thank you, Father, even as your word declares in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you are going to direct our paths. So we thank you, Father, this night you are directing our paths, my God, and our lives you give us. You are making the crooked paths straight, Father, the rough places plain and smooth. You are bringing down the mountains and the hill low, and the valleys you are caused to be exalted, and your name to be glorified. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your Lord Jesus, for your blessed Holy Spirit in the midst of us, my God. And we decree and declare that God in the midst of us is mighty. We thank you, Father, for our spiritual leaders, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father, that you are pouring in the oil, the wine, and the corn, and new ideas, Father. And Lord, the new mysteries, Father, you're unfolding, and Lord, the boldness that you will grant unto them. And your hedge of protection, Father, of your angels that will continue to minister to them in a very unique and special way, Father. We thank you, Father, for Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mother Mary Berrien, Father, that are the pillars in the prophetic, Father, in Zoe ministry, that you are strengthening, Father, and that you are rejuvenating their spirit, my God, their youth and old age, and continually, Lord, giving them, my God, strength to go on, my God, even further, my God, in the name of Jesus. Every Zoe ministry family members, Father, even the Kelly's family in a very special way, Father, continue, Lord, to send forth your ministering angels to minister strength, Lord, in their weakness. For, Lord, you said that the weak so they are strong, my God, because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank you, Father, for open doors, my God, and open doors of opportunity. We thank you for your anointing, Father, that will rest upon every congregation as you will go forth to, even today, my God. Father, that your Holy Spirit, my God, even with the study of the identity of the Holy Spirit, will continue to be in the midst of us, my God, because we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, said the Lord. And we thank you for your blood that will cover every home, every life. And we thank you for the globalization of the prophetic and the labors you're raising up, my God, to complete that which you have started. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you even now for this day. We thank you, Father God, because we know that this day is the day that you've made, Father God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you even now for touching either even Mother Mary Berrien, Father God, and Mother Mary Jordan, Father God. We thank you for the divine covering and the divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have over their lives. Father God, we thank you for touching even your people. We lift up each and every prayer request and supplication before you, Father God. We thank you for covering even the Kelly family, Father God. We thank you for blessing your people, Father God, and giving them favor even concerning legal matters, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching us from the crowns of our heads down to the soles of our feet, Father God. We thank you for touching the minds of our children, Father God. We thank you for touching the minds of our leaders, Father God. Thank you for touching the minds, Father God, of even the elderly, Father God, and heal their bodies, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that no pain, Father God, shall be befall them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for covering and favoring even the widower, Father God, and those that are fatherless, and even those strangers and the foreigners, Father God, in our land, Father God. We thank you for covering and giving us traveling mercies in this season, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the vision of the Master Prophet, Father God, to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for such to, should be added to the church daily, Father God. Father God, we speak escalation in our lives even now, Father God, and we decree it in your masterful and mighty name. We pray, amen and amen and amen.
Father Bethany.
Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before your name and lift you on high even now, Father God. We thank you for peace even now, Father God. We thank you for love even now. We thank you for order on our steps. We thank you for every life that is here even now, Father God. Father, allow traveling mercies to even happen for those traveling even now, like Prophetess Darlene Gray and her mother even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Father God. I love you. Thank you for life. We thank you for our families. We thank you for restoration even now and wholeness. In your mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you this evening for all that you're doing. Thank you once again for the opportunity to pray with the saints, Father, and join in on the one voice, Lord, and seek your presence, Father. And right now we lift Zoe Ministries up as a church family, Lord, and we ask you to dwell there, Lord. Let your grace abide, Lord. Let your strength increase us, Father, in this hour. Father God, we pray even for the Kelly family, Lord, that you would, you know, heal the hearts and grant understanding and strength, Lord, at this time, Lord. Father God, we ask you that you continue to bring the families together, every family on this call, Lord. Dwell in the households, dwell amongst the parents, dwell amongst the husbands, the wives, even the children, Lord, and bring a togetherness in this season, Lord, that as a family we can do all. As a family we can move forward. As a family we can impact and bless others in the community, Father God. And, Father, we just want to thank you for all the mighty blessings that you continue to pour our way, all the opportunities that you continue to lay in our path, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Michael Ellis, Prophet Michael Ellis.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for this time, Lord God, of the company of prophets coming together in prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop, Lord God, Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, also his wife, Lord God. We thank you for covering them, divine protection for them. We thank you, Lord, for giving them the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord God, even as you give the company of prophets. We thank you, Lord God, for those to strengthen us, Lord God, in our spiritual. And also, Lord God, we thank you for giving us financial wealth. And positive mind, even in dark situations, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for putting us around the things of God, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Lord strengthening those that are in a time of bereavement, Heavenly Father, those that may have lost someone. Lord, strengthen them. Strengthen their heart, their mind, their spirit, and soul. But as the Bible says, life and death is never satisfied. So it's nothing that we're not aware that will not happen. But, Father, we just pray that you strengthen them, Lord God, in this time, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, for those that may be sick in their body, Lord God. We pray for those family members or those that may be sick, Lord God, to be healed in the mind, the spirit, and also in the natural physical bodies, Lord God, with the help of the doctors and also a leading of the Holy Spirit of what they should be doing with their body at this time and at this season. Father, we thank you for, Lord God, for what you're about to do with our prophet college coming up, Lord God, and the company of prophets. We thank you, Lord God, for the miracles, the working of miracles, even in ways that we haven't seen or known before. Father, we thank you. I love you, Lord. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. For it's not that we're worthy to receive it, but because of Christ Jesus, we're worthy to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. We thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be. And without you, O God, we are nothing, O God. God, we want to thank you, God, for your loving kindness, O God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for increase, O God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us the wisdom and knowledge and understanding to continue to move on, O God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping us in our right minds, O God. O God, we want to thank you, God, for bills being paid in full, God. We want to thank you for debt cancellation, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our feet, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for giving us the eyes to see and the ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for making us one in this prayer, God. Midnight prayer, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us strength, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping our children safe, keeping us safe, our family safe, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for even keeping the people safe in high places, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for making us the head and not the tail, making us above and not beneath, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. And thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. We want to thank you, God. Thank you and give you all honor and praise. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I come to you just to say thank you again, just to say thank you for all the things that you have done and continue to do in my life, God. Father God, I ask that you look over the Reed family, God, that you give them understanding and completion, God, and acceptance, God. Father God, I ask that you look over our children, God, to favor and cover them this week while they're in school, God, to favor them while they're in walking and going to classes and walking amongst in the streets, God. Father God, I even lift up our law enforcement, God, that you even give them the wisdom when dealing with the community, God, and the people of God. Father God, I lift up our churches, God, to you, God, that we have a blessed, prosperous service on tomorrow, God, and those that are coming, God, to look over them. Father God, favor each and every one on this conference call line tonight, God. Give them favor and cover each and one of their families, God, and to meet each and every prayer request in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you even look over our elderly, God, and those that are caregivers, God, that you give them the care, God. Father God, I thank you, God, because you have given us all the strength to keep and continue to do your work, God. And I thank you, God. I thank you, God, because you have already rebuked the devourer for our sake, God, and because I'm a tither, God. I thank you, God, for the victory. I thank you, God, for the breakthrough that you continue to keep and doing in my family's life, God. I thank you, God, for the continuance of the increase, God, that you keep adding to us daily and monthly and weekly, God. I thank you, God. Father God, I thank you, God, because I see new things keep coming our way, God, and I even see the breakthrough that is happening for Blue, God. Father God, I ask that you even look over anything and everything that we put our hands over, God, that it will be blessed. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Prophetess Alice Jackson. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for this day that you have made. I thank you, God, for this prayer line and for the covering that you've placed over us. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, your loving kindness, God. And I ask you to just remember all of the events that are going on this week at the church, and that you would bless each and every one of them. Bless the Kelly family and give them strength as they go through the bereavement and burial of their loved one, God. And I thank you for your mercy to me, in spite of my own ways, God. Thank you for your mercy to me. I ask you, God, to look upon my own family and to help us to be more sensitive to each other and to not get our feelings hurt so easily, God. And I ask you, God, to save each and every member of my family, those who don't understand, have no understanding at all, God, but that you would touch them in their minds and in their hearts. And I thank you for your mercy, your goodness to me, and your loving kindness. God, I ask you to remember each and every person on the line who's listening in. Bless them and strengthen them. Give them peace in their hearts and their minds, and prosper them. And those who are seeking you for guidance and for healing, God, I ask you to bless them. And I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And even as your word said in Luke 1, the 18th chapter, the first verse, men shall always pray and not faint. I thank you, Father God, that even this hour, that Father God, we refuse to give up. Father God, we come before your presence with praise and thanksgiving, and we come to you expecting, knowing that you are a reward of those that diligently seek you, Father God. We know that your word says the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and your ears are open unto our cry. God. And I thank you, Father God, that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of all troubles. And you also said that the many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your dunamis power, your yoke-breaking power, that you will begin to break every yoke, every stronghold that is over your people and trying to bring hindrance, blockage, even putting them in a place where they feel that they can't even begin to move forward in this season. And God, I thank you right now that you cause them to live in the lives of your people, Holy God, Father God. And Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to go before each and every one of us on the sound of my voice and make every crooked place straight right now. In the name of Jesus, those things that we can't do, Holy Spirit, we ask you to do right now in the name of Jesus. Bring transformation in our life. Bring breakthrough in our life right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough, hallelujah, even in our families right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the agape love that is not only surrounding us, but saturating through us and demonstrating in our life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you've given us the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world gives, but as you give unto us. I thank you, Father God, that you give increasing our faith and helping our unbelief right now. In the name of Jesus, God, give us self-control right now. In the name of Jesus, the things that are out of control in our life, Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to give us self-control. Hallelujah. Let us keep in a place of temperance, that we'll keep our peace, God, and begin to trust the process, God, of what you're doing according to your will, not our will, but your will, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I decree miracles and uncommon favor upon your people right now. I thank you, Father God, for the Kelly family right now, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Cover them with your blood. Surround them with your comforting angels right now, and Holy Spirit, go there and counsel them. Speak to them right now. In the name of Jesus, even in the midnight hour, speak to them right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the Zoe family right now. And I thank you, Father God, that you're lifting their heart and you're bringing them closer and closer together, Lord. You're lifting them up, God. And God, you are causing your work to be edified in their life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Evan R. George, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and hallelujah, their family right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. In the name of Jesus, I plead over prophetess, hallelujah, Mother Mary Jordan. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead it right now over Mother Pastor Mary, hallelujah, Barron right now, and her beloved family. God, cover them in your blood. Strengthen her, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every prophet that is on this life. Lift them, God, lift them, God, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare prosperity overflow, God. You said that you would give us power to attain wealth. You also said, Lord, you are our shepherd and we shall not want. And Father God, I decree and declare, hallelujah, now victory in our finances in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for salvation for our lost loved ones right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to prevail in the places that we can begin to have victory over God in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our life right now in the name of Jesus. God, we give you thanks and we give you glory right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for every family, every household that's represented on this call tonight, Father. Father, touch them, Father, because, Father, you know exactly what their needs. You know exactly what they're standing and believing you for, Father. And, Father, I pray in your master's name, Lord, that your will be done, Father. Father, I pray also, Lord, that you will comfort those that are needed, that need comfort in this season, in this hour. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will cause us to be a stand. Father, I pray that we will become unmovable, steadfasting, always abiding in your word. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're raising up a mighty company, a people that will not back down, a that will stand and speak your word in power and might. Father, may I pray, Lord, that even as we move forth in this day, Lord, we pray that your will be done. We pray for every church that's represented on this call tonight. Father, we pray for all our leaders everywhere, Father. Strengthen them, touch them like only you can touch them, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for those that are sick and those that need. Father, I thank you are touching them as well, and we are thanking you in advance, Father. Father, I thank you, Lord, you said in your word, let the sick say, I am healed. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power. You said, let the weak say, I am strong. And we thank you, Lord, for that power that you're bringing forth in their life. Father, you said, let the poor say, I am rich. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the prosperity and the blessings of the Lord that shall overtake us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we move forth in this day, we thank you for the wisdom, we thank you for the strength, we thank you for the peace. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're going to do, the work that you have started, that you're going to perfect everything that concerns us, Father. We thank you for the favor, and we thank you for the shift that's already taken place in our lives, in our finances, in our relationships, in our family, in our loved ones. We just thank you in advance, Father, because, Lord, we know that you and you alone are doing the work, and it cannot be done except you do it. And we give your name the praise and the honor now and forever. Amen. Prophetess Nam, we want to give you the call, make forth the announcement. Prophetess Master, we make sure you give your announcement. Tell the people where you're located at. They may have family members or someone in there in that area that they can come if there's any other pastors. Prophetess Nam, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Thank you, family, and I'll see you again tomorrow night. Amen. Amen. Well, tomorrow morning, rather. But peace and blessings to one and all. Blessings.
Amen. 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 All right, people of God, and thank you, Company of Prophets and Pastor Deborah Jordan. We appreciate it and love you, and thank you for your vision for this midnight prayer call. Any announcements from any other Company of Prophets, please do so and to announce.
Yes, on tomorrow here in Jacksonville, Florida, God bless you, we will be here at Shekinah at 12:30 p.m. until we will be speaking the word of the Lord. There is a message in my mouth that will bring transformation, will bring elevation to your spirit, and it will bring divine healing and also favor and deliverance to your life. And we in the Company of Prophetess will be in the house prophesying the word of the Lord. And can I tell you, the lives of God's people has been transformed. It has been delivered. There's been individuals doing the water now. You can bring your 7 gallons of water. And we're praying over water. And let me tell you, people have been healed of cancer, healed of diabetes, high blood pressure, whatever it is. Ailment is going on in your body. Even people that, individuals that would desire to lose weight have been losing weight within, I know one woman lost over 5 pounds within 1 week. And we know that it has been the healing waters that God has been moving through the waters, and she desired to lose weight and could not do it. She had a challenge around her weight. And let me tell you, she's losing that weight. We're praying over water every day. There was a young woman also having a baby, and there was an issue around the baby. And can I tell you that God is healing that situation. And let me tell you, anything that you want God to do, come out here to Shekinah International Ministries. And I'm telling you, the power of God, the glory of God is here. And let me tell you, come expecting. Again, we'll be out here at 12:30 p.m. until having our Sunday service every Sunday. We're here, so you can come out and be a part of us and expect a miracle from this house. And again, let me give you the address. That's 1265 South Blaine Avenue, Unit 12 and 13. That's 1265 South Blaine Avenue on the west side of Jacksonville, Florida. And the service time, again, is at 12:30 p.m. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mascarene. For those that are in the Jacksonville area, please go out there and to check it out. Amen. And bring your waters. Okay. Any other announcements from any other company
yes.
prophets?
Yes, so, and yes, Prophetess Naomi. Thank you so much, Prophet Joshua. Save the date, June 9th and June 10th. Make sure that you got your plane tickets if you're flying in. June 9th and June 10th, open to all men for our men's conference. Yes, our men's conference, it's open for all men. So tell a friend, tell a neighbor, a son, a husband, a father and uncle to come and join us. It's free of charge, open to all men of all ages at 310 Riverside Drive, 103rd Street. That's right. It's going to be our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet, and he will be having special guests with him. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, let everyone know that if you are in the New York area, come down to Zoe Ministries. We have 9 a.m. leadership Sunday school class and youth leadership Sunday school at 9 a.m. Then 11 a.m. is our church service. And then I believe tomorrow we'll be going and visiting another church in Long Island. If you have any questions or need any type of updates, please feel free. You can call 888-831-0434. That's, again, that's 888-831-0434. I want to say good night and God bless.
God bless.